when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow.
They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon, but oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Ha, ha, who's got the last laugh?
Ha, ha, who's got the last laugh?
They all laughed at Rockefeller Center.
Now they're fighting to get in.
It figures they all laughed at Whitney and his cotton chin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar.
Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy.
That's how people are.
They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we never could together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh?
Hee, 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 let's end the past laugh.
Ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Well, in the history of popular entertainment, has there ever been anyone who could make everyone laugh with such equanimity and joy as Dick Van Dyke? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, individual, idiosyncratic, one-of-a-kind NPR station. And has there ever been an individual in popular entertainment more than that light-footed comedian Dick Van Dyke, who was also idiosyncratic and individual? Well, last Sunday, he was celebrated, at least on television, with a Kennedy Center Honors. And I guess we're a bit of a week late in the game, but we had the Tonys to deal with, or our Tony show to deal with last Sunday. So we are happy to devote 54 minutes to Dick Van Dyke. Someone, an entertainer who I'm sure for many of you is just brings nothing but happiness and joy and smiles when you think of him, let alone watch him. Well, that first number we heard was an Ira Gershwin number, and we want to take this moment to thank the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund for their support for our program from an album he cut in 1963 called Songs I Like. So we are going to listen to Songs We Like about Dick Van Dyke. Well, Mr. Van Dyke was born on December 13th, 1925, still with us, happily, and grew up in Danville, Illinois, and started his early career as a DJ and doing some sort of funny stand-up musical numbers, and it wasn't long before he caught the attention of Broadway in a show called The Girls Against the Boys. Burt Lahr, Nancy Walker were in it, I think, as well. It was one of those male-female, you know, men and women, will they ever get along kind of shows. No recording of it, unfortunately. But fortunately, he then went into Bye Bye Birdie. where he became a superstar and won a Tony Award as Best Supporting Actor for his performance as Albert Peterson. And here is the song, switched, I think, in tryouts to the first act, where it became a big, big hit that let all of us understand how much Dick Van Dyke would let us put on a happy face.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Say, baby, talk to me. Must you be oh so far away from me? It seems all wrong this way. Talk to me. And if you miss me, tell me so. Are you lonely? Tell me so. Say you love me. Tell me so. Honey, let me know. Talk to me till I press you close to me. Then you'll see we won't have to talk at all.
So far away from me, baby. I don't care what you say.
Oh, baby, it's gone.
Talk to me.
Oh, what can you do? It ain't gonna hurt.
And if you miss me,
ooh, tell it so.
Are you lonely?
Hey, baby, tell it so.
Say you love me.
Ooh,
tell me so. Let me know.
Talk to me. I press you hard. Let me. We won't have to talk anymore. Till I press you close to me, then you'll
a wonderful underrated ballad from the score to Bye Bye Birdie that helped win Dick Van Dyke his Tony Award for Best Supporting Actor in 1961. We'll get back to Bye Bye Birdie before we leave our Dick Van Dyke episode. Let us go to the Dick Van Dyke Show from 1961 to 1966. He was catapulted to stardom via Bye Bye Birdie. And of course, it's one of the great sitcoms, one of the great television shows of all time, masterminded by Carl Reiner. And for me, one of the many, many highlights were those moments where Rob Petrie and Laura Petrie, played inimitably by Mary Tyler Moore, would get together and move the furniture from the living room and sing and dance like every family in New Rochelle did that, right? No, I don't think so. Anyway, here are the very talented Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore with some Rodgers and Hart.
Okay, get stools out here. All right, fellas, we're going to sing Mountain Greenery. What are you going to play?
Mountain Greenery, ooh, what scenery. In our Mountain Greenery, where God placed scenery, just two crazy people together. Always together, when you love your lover, let your skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good,
and if I'm good,
I'll search for wood.
You'll search for wood,
so you can cook.
No,
while I stand low,
while you stand by, just looking,
beans could get no keener reception in a beanery.
Bless a mountain greenery home.
In a mountain greenery, God paints scenery. Wee-wee. What scenery, just we two crazy people together. Why you love your lover, let blue skies be your cover. And when it rains, we'll have the weather. And if you're good,
and if I'm good,
I'll search for wood.
You'll search for wood,
so you can cook.
So I can cook,
while I stand low,
while you stand by just looking.
Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery.
Bless a mountain greenery. Oh, what crazy scenery.
The worst thing I ever saw.
Your number, I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout, you're all at sea.
Oh yeah, you brag a lot, wave your own flag a lot, but you're unsure a lot, you're a lot like me.
I've got your number, what you're looking for.
And what I'm looking for just suits me fine.
We'll break the rules a lot. We'll be darn fools a lot.
But then why should we not?
How could we not?
your number. I've got the glow you've got. I've got your number, and baby, you know you've got.
A musical moment from the Dick Van Dyke Show, singing a Cy Coleman Carolyn Lee number from Little Me. So Dick Van Dyke clearly still has Broadway in his bones. In 1963, during the run of the Dick Van Dyke Show, he recorded an album called Songs I Like, in which, you know, half of them were great Broadway numbers or great numbers by great Broadway composers. Here are two of them. One of the oddest recordings of anybody anywhere. Here is Dick Van Dyke singing the opening number from St. Louis Woman, originally sung by an African-American, you know, woman of ill repute. But at any rate, he makes everything work. Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home on the copious head of Dick Van Dyke.
Free and easy, that's my style. Howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well me, after while. Cause I gotta roam. And any place I hang my hat is home. And water, cherry wine, thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. Cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the trees, pick up and go, and the going proves that's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves me. Cross the river, round that bend. Howdy, stranger, so long, friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind, keeps a whispering, roam. I'm going where the welcome mat is, no matter where that is, cause any place I hang my hat is home. Home. Home, sweet home. I'm home. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. my baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. My baby's no hi-fi fan. Rock and roll's not in her plan. My baby just cares for me. She doesn't like Bach or Brahms or Mozart. She'd rather play chopsticks with me on the low part. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby don't care if she shows it. My baby just cares for me.
A wonderful song originated by Eddie Cantor in Whoopee, sung by Dick Van Dyke. I think he was recording that album the day that Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, and he managed to carry on and still do a delightful album. Well, it wasn't long before the motion pictures embraced Dick Van Dyke, and he, of course, was the magnificent co-star with Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins, and I remember his face peering out of the soundtrack album as a 5 or 6 year old quite happily. Here is the haunting number that introduces Bert in Mary Poppins.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo. Good luck we're above when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo. Good luck we're above when I shake hands with you. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheroo. Good luck we're above when I shake hands with you. I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things off in shadow and off way in white. On the rooftops of London, what a
sight.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim chiree, chim chiroo. Chim chiminy, chim chim chiree, chim chiroo.
Well, Dick Van Dyke managed to be superstar stuff, even opposite Julie Andrews in her first major motion picture. I guess they both debuted in a major motion picture together. Mary Poppins, one of the most enduring classics of all time and one of the most successful soundtrack albums of all time. And he got a little bit of flack for his Cockney accent, but I'm willing to let it pass because is there anything more charming than Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews?
I did a glorious die, right as a morning in May. I feel like I could fly.
Now, Bert, none of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your odds so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You are lightheaded.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Mary makes your heart so light.
When the day is gray and ordinary,
Mary makes the sunshine bright.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her.
The daffodils are smiling at the dove.
When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band. It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
Thank you.
a jolly holiday with you, Bert. Gentlemen like you are few.
A vanishing breed, that's me.
Though you're just a diamond in the rough, Bert, underneath your blood is blue.
Common knowledge.
You'd never think of pressing your advantage. Forbearance is the hallmark of your creed.
True.
A lady needn't fear when you are near. Your sweet gentility is crystal clear. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. A jolly, jolly holiday with you.
It's true that Mavis and Sybil have ways that are winning, and Prudence and Gwendolyn set you out spinning. Phoebe's delightful, Maud is disarming.
Janice?
Felicia?
Lydia?
Charming. Cynthia's dashing, Vivian sweet, Stephanie smashing, Priscilla a treat.
Veronica?
Millicent?
Agnes?
And Jane?
Convivial company diamond again. Dorcas and Phyllis and Glynis are sorts. I'll agree with we jolly good sports, but cream of the crop, dip of the top, it's Mary Poppins and there we stop.
If you invest your tuppence wisely in the bank, safe and sound, soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands. In the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
May I, sir?
Carry on, Banks.
You see, Michael, you'll be part of railways through Africa.
Exactly.
Dams across the Nile.
The ships, tell them about the ships.
Fleets of ocean greyhounds.
More, tell them more.
Majestic self-amortizing canals.
Oh, it fires the imagination.
Plantations of ripening tea. All from
tuppence. Prudently, thriftily, frugally invested in the...
To be specific.
In the doors, terms, mousely, grubs, fidelity, fiduciary bank.
Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account, soon you'll see that it blooms into credit of a generous amount, semi-annually, and you'll achieve that sense of stature as your influence expands. To the high financial strata that established credit now commands.
You can purchase first and second trust deeds. Think of the foreclosures, bonds, chattels, dividends, shares,
bankruptcies,
terror sales,
opportunities,
all manner of private enterprise,
shipyards,
the mercantile,
collieries,
canneries,
corporations,
amalgamations,
banks.
You see, Michael?
Tuppence, patiently, cautiously, trustingly invested in the... To be specific, in the doors, terms, mousely, grubs, fidelity, fiduciary, bank.
Well, that was Dick Van Dyke twice as Mr. Dawes, the aged bank owner in Mary Poppins, showing off his versatility with a fine accent, I might add. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM. And we are looking at Dick Van Dyke. What could be more fun than that? Dick Van Dyke followed up with a lot of mediocre movies. And he was offered supposedly Fagin in the film of Oliver, which would have been very interesting. He turned it down to take a kind of Xerox copy, in my opinion, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, with a score by the Sherman Brothers, who'd also written Mary Poppins. But here are two delightful songs performed by Dick Van Dyke.
A gentle breeze from Hushabye Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting, waiting to sail your worries away. It isn't far to Hushabye Mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Hushabye Mountain. Wave goodbye to cares of the day. And watch your boat from Hushabye Mountain sail far away from Lullaby.
was Me Old Bamboo from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You may have wondered why I didn't play Steppin' Time from Mary Poppins, because it's kind of the same song and a lot shorter. Wow, they really went to the Mary Poppins playbook on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Well, the 70s were a bit complicated for Dick Van Dyke. He tried to move into more serious material. Didn't quite work out. He had a renaissance in a show called Diagnosis Murder. I think that's what it was called. He did do The Music Man on Broadway, not very successfully in the 80s for a couple of months. But here is a wonderful album he did, I think, in his late 80s or early 90s. So here are two Dick Van Dyke inflected turns on wonderful American classics. The first, in one of those magical technological things he shares with Louis Armstrong.
Rockin' chair got me.
Old rockin' chair's got you.
Got my cane by my side.
Oh, your cane by your side.
Fetch me that water, son.
You know you don't drink water.
Grapefruit juice. Before I tan your hide,
I'd like to see you try.
I can't get from this old cabin.
It's a pretty nice cabin.
I ain't going nowhere.
You've been enough places already.
I'm just sitting here grabbing.
Oh, grabbing.
At the fries round this old rocking chair.
Rocking chair. Yeah.
Now you remember old Dad Harry?
I remember Aunt Harry.
Yeah. How long in heaven she be? Send me down, sweet chariot.
I'll send a chariot for you.
Cause the end of my trouble I see.
End of the trouble I see.
Old rocking chair gets it, son.
Old rocking chair.
And that judgment day is here.
I think you're gonna do just fine.
I'm chained to my rocking, my old rocking chair.
Chained to this old rocking chair. The things are possible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. And pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up. Take a deep breath, dust yourself off, start all over again.
Well, if there's anybody who picked himself up and started all over again many, many times, it was Dick Van Dyke. That's an album he recorded with the Vantastics, a group that he put together. And we remember in, in Mary Poppins Returns, was Dick Van Dyke going to be there in some way? Well, yes, he gets to play Mr. Dawes again, this time at practically the age of the character he played, 50 years earlier. Anyway, Trip a Little Light Fantastic, Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins Returns.
I may be circling the drain, but I got a few steps left in me.
So when they tell you that you're finished and your chance to dance is done, that's the time to stand, to strike up the band, and tell them that you've just begun. So when life's a real be-super, you must choose to be a trooper, for your light comes with a lifetime guarantee, as you... Trip a little light, fantastic, with me!
To the fight, that's a big cat, can't really bust, picture's lost, got lost in the book.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our tribute to Dick Van Dyke today. 54 minutes is not nearly enough to share how much, or to repay how much joy and delight he has given the American public. He is almost an EGOT winner. He didn't quite win an Oscar, but won several Emmys, a Tony, and a Grammy, and he was awarded the Kennedy Center Honors this year, which is a very reasonable thing to do, in my opinion. I often think about the performances I've seen in the last, 50 years. I must have seen almost 2,000 performances on Broadway. I'll never forget when he filled in for two matinees, or he joined Cheetah Rivera for her one-woman show, Cheetah. Well, it wasn't one-woman show, but her specialty show, Cheetah Rivera, A Dancer's Life. And he must have helped her out. He must have said, yeah, I'll show up, Cheetah. Based on our Bye Bye Birdie relationship. And he did two numbers, including the one we're about to hear with her. And I've never seen an audience react with so much affection and enthusiasm, practically ever. So I'm very happy to conclude our Dick Van Dyke episode and affirm that whenever he's on the screen or on stage, everything is indeed rosy.
I was never crazy for flowers. I confess that nothing left me colder. I could watch a daisy for hours, and all I'd feel was several hours older. Lilacs or lilies, any bloom you please, all that they did was make me shrug or sneeze. But now I love each blossom that I see, for a lovely little rose loves me. Now my life is rosy, since I found my Rosie, with a girl like Rosie, how could I be blue? Hand in hand we'll mosey
Me and little Rosie, we will be so cozy by a fire built for two. Oh, I once heard a poem that goes, a rose is a rose is a rose. Well, I don't agree, take it from me. There's one rose sweeter than any that grows, and that's my Rosie. I'm so glad she chose me. Life is one sweet, beautiful song to me. Now my life is Rosie.
Oh, we'll be happy, I know.
Since I found my Rosie.
Off to the preacher we'll go.
With a girl like Rosie.
So how could we be, blue? Oh, we'll have us a home out west. A nice little split level nest. And in every room, roses in bloom.
But there's one rose sweeter than all of the rest, and that's my Rosie.
I'm so glad you chose me.
Life is one sweet, beautiful song. When love is right, then what can be wrong? Life is one sweet, beautiful song to me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.